Sheryl Crow is our guest today. Her new album, Wildflower, comes in the wake of her greatest hits collection. Now, those best of compilations always kind of define a period in an artist's life, so it's always interesting to see what album follows. And then there is the matter of Lance Armstrong, her partner, what new songs are inspired by the cycling champion. And we are intrigued by the string arrangements on her new album. They're done by Beck's dad, David Campbell, who's done arranging for years. In fact, we pick up our conversation with Sheryl Crow as I inquire about all those things.
Well, as everybody knows, I had a greatest hits come out, and it did really well, which was very surprising to all of us, because I assumed that with the advent of iTunes and all the downloading music stores that people were just making their own compilations anyway. So the fact that people went and bought it, it really, in a strange way, allowed me the time to kind of step back and say, okay, what kind of record do I want to make? Do I want to keep doing the same thing? It kind of was the end of a chapter for me, and I felt like I had the luxury of sort of changing horses a little bit. And it was definitely influenced by Lance, and then I was in a new relationship, which obviously makes you vulnerable. But I was also in Europe for a lot of the time, spending a lot of time on my own and just really observing what's going on in the world and watching the news over there, which is quite different than watching it here in the United States. And it was just an interesting time, and a lot of that stuff, I think, really informed the record. And when I was thinking about what I wanted the record to feel like, the strings seemed like an obvious play because I wanted the album to feel very cinematic but at the same time intimate. And David Campbell is just masterful at coming up with arrangements that are perfect for the song.
People, we should tell people that, of course, David Campbell is Beck's father, who has been doing string arrangements for years and years in the business,
but is very
sympathetic as far as, you know, matching things with music. So
And he's amazingly egoless. You can go in and say, I want this to feel like the strings on Tumbleweed Connection, or you can make references, and he's just very amenable and extremely inspired.
Oh, that's great. Well, we're going to hear some string-free versions of the tunes today. The first thing we all got a chance to hear from the album was Good Is Good, and where does this song come from?
Well, the song, I guess the intent of the content is that as people living in the 2000s, have mastered the ability to sort of escape our own lives by being so distracted with all the gadgets like BlackBerries and cell phones and emailing and all these ways that we can stay in contact but never have real contact. So it's really just about not missing out on your own life by keeping yourself in a distracted state.
And this is Good as Good.
Oh.
Good is good and bad is bad. But you don't know which one you had. She puts your books out on the sidewalk. Now they're blowing round. They won't help you when you're down. Show you how to turn the key. 'Cause all I know is where I started. good times pass you by. And the world is sleeping, and the moon is on its way to shine. When your friends are gone, you that was so worth keeping. If you don't belong, stop and wonder if all your good times pass you by. Every time you hear the rolling thunder and you turn around before the lightning strikes, does it ever make you stop and wonder pass you by?
Turn is done. The world is sleeping,
and the moon is on its way to shine, shine. All your friends are gone, you thought were so worth keeping. You don't belong, neither do
Sheryl Crow, along with Peter Stroud and Tim Smith, playing live for us today on The Cafe. And we're hearing some tunes from Wildflower, the brand new album. You know, it's interesting that I read the one that you talked about, what happened when your Best Of came out and how it kind of gave you some free time. But I understand you really took almost a year, and you actually went traveling not for work, and you'd never really done that?
Yeah, I'd never really spent any time traveling that wasn't revolved around a gig. And so that was, there were a lot of things that became a challenge for me, and that I've really never been in the support position, which is, for me, it was a real luxury because it allowed me to sort of experience the things that I've been missing from my life, which is just to be enjoying life and reinvesting in myself. And I looked at it as giving myself a gift. And I actually, it's funny because in doing the press, you get asked a lot of questions. And a lot of the questions I've had from female interviewers have been about that they've had people who have asked them, well, why did she give up her career just to follow a man around? But it was already a conscious decision that I'd made that I was going to take real time off and not think about making a record and just really try to collect stories and experiences. And then I met Lance, and that was even further affirmation for me that it was time to do that. And it was really a fantastic gift I gave myself because I feel like it re-energized my life, which in turn re-energized my art.
Now, but Sheryl, you're not giving yourself full credit. You had a gig. It wasn't your gig to put together mixtapes for everybody?
Well, you know, I entertained myself by doing an iPod playlist for for Lance for his training, but you know, for the most part, I was doing anything but thinking about writing songs. And then the next thing I knew, I came home and I had 36 songs that I'd written just
wow.
sort of for fun. So that was really, that was a nice way to start a record with too much material.
Indeed. Okay, now what do you want to do next? You want to I Know Why?
Well, I think maybe what we'll do is play the first song that I wrote for this record, which was a song called I Know Why. And I wrote it shortly after we moved to Spain for his training. And he would go train for 5 or 6 hours, and I would stay home and read or walk around Girona and just really kind of absorb my surroundings. And that song was one of the first things I wrote.
They say love keeps on growing. It's the one thing that I've felt I've always known. 'Cause it wouldn't matter where you're going. I know what a heart
I Know Why, a performance today from Sheryl Crow of the tunes that are on Wildflower, which is the new album. Now, how does the title fit in? I heard it as sort of a reaction to chaos, but it's such a calming kind of image.
Well, that's sort of the nice juxtaposition, I guess, of... In fact, I think it's kind of metaphorical for the way we're having to live right now, and that we're living not only in chaos but in an extremely chaotic state. And I guess a lot of the themes on the record are about distractions and about not being able to deal with the amount of stress around us and how we've kind of taken on this image of just folding up or going to sleep. And so this song is really just about... while you're living amidst chaos, that you have to go within or go inside to find the innocence that you came into the world with, which we still all have, but we've managed to sort of create a shell around. And you know, if you just picture a flower coming up through the cement in an industrial area, which they do, that's kind of what goes on, I think, in all of us. But we managed to sort of mow it over.
This is Wildflower. Wildflower, that is the title track of Sheryl Crow's new album. More with Sheryl. We'll get right back here to the World Cafe. Sheryl Crow is our guest today, and we're back talking with her. When I was getting ready for the interview, I noticed that she talked about her last album before the greatest hits, Come On, Come On, which came out in 2002, and she was in a period of writer's block at that point. And it's interesting that she wrote 36 songs in a short period of time for this new album. And I asked her, does the difference make you analyze what you're doing, what the creative process is?
Well, I think for so long I had the muse on 24-hour call and on payroll, and, you know, it just doesn't work like that. And the best songs, of course, you always step back from and say, gosh, that's what defines inspiration, when you step away from your ego and from your self-criticism and the good stuff comes out. It's impossible to do that if you have this pressurized situation where you feel like you've got to make a record and you can't take time off until the record's finished. And I got into this sort of habit trail or pattern, if you will, of just being on the road and then coming off and going straight into the studio without songs and waiting for the inspiration and then putting the record out and going back on the road. And after a while, the thing that I love most, which is making music, became a real chore for me. So the Come On, Come On record was very, it was challenging and arduous at best.
Mm. Well, this one seems a lot easier. All right, another tune from the new one?
Yeah, I think we'll do, let me think.
Where's All the Love Gone?
Oh, I think we'll do Where's All the Love Gone. And this may be, you know, it's funny because you make a record and you really don't listen to it. It's like you're done with it and then you put it out and you play it and stuff. But this song has really started to have a lot of meaning for me, mainly not only in its innocence, but just what it speaks to about right now we're in this extremely volatile situation in the world. We're in a war for whatever people believe, whether it's based on greed or whether it's based on our religious beliefs. It's a part now of our everyday life and of our consciousness. And so I guess the idea is, and the question is for me, if this is a religious war, and of course we've had many religious wars throughout time, it seems to always be about who the chosen people are or who the right God is. Is it Allah? Is it the Christian God? And in our country, of course, there's a lot of scrambling to the religious right, and you can barely run for public office unless you talk about God. So it's really asking the question, if you define God as love, then there is one God that exists in all of us, and there are no wrong people. It's God is love, and that is everywhere, and it's how you embrace it. So that's kind of what the song is about.
Today I saw the strangest thing on the evening news. A man who isn't sad at all by what's going on. And even though I'm trying to smile, with everything see, it could take a while.
yesterday, I heard you say you'd never close your eyes. Sometimes the world's a scary ride. It's hard to hang on. Along the way we got off track. If we turn
Where's all the love gone? Cheryl, these concepts that these songs come from are—I mean—they're hard to write about these things without, without stepping out of on people's toes or seeming, you know, pompous or whatever. But a really great job.
Well, thanks. You know, I think it's a really, for me, a really interesting time to be an artist because there's so. Well, first, there's so much to write about, and it's interesting. My business has become very youth-oriented and very image-driven, but there are people that are my age that that want somebody to write about the questions they're asking and the things they're feeling and what they're experiencing. And so that always, for me, is affirmation that the singer-songwriter role is always necessary. So for me, it's just a great time to be a writer. There's just so much to write about, and I'm just like everybody else. I ask the same questions that everybody else asks. So it was really fun to make this record and just sort of voice some of my own questions.
I read some interesting things you had to say about sort of what you're just talking about there, about kind of marketing and the importance of having a hit song and getting a song on the radio. That, obviously you've been quite successful in that, and the marketing efforts for this record are strong. But you say that's not quite as important for you as it has been in the past?
Well, it's different for me than it has been in the past. I'm 43, and I really love my life. I'm really enjoying it more than I did in my 20s and even in my 30s. And there's been a shift in my consciousness really about how I want to go forward or proceed with my career. And like I said, it's a great time to be a writer. The image stuff, not only does it not really interest me, it's not something I feel like I can even compete in. I mean, clearly my age is my age, and while music made by 18 and 19-year-olds is valid, there's no reason it's not valid. There's a large population of people that want to hear music that has the mature themes that we live with every day. So I always think that there's no reason why I can't maintain some vitality or some relevance, just like Emmy Lou and some of these other great writers do. And the image thing for me is just a distraction. It's kind of just a nuisance.
Well, you got one more? What do you want to finish up with?
Yeah, you know what? I think we're going to do If It Makes You Happy, just because, you know, it's one of our favorite tunes. It's still fun to play, and it just takes us back out on the road.
Cool. If It Makes You Happy.
Show played for mosquitoes and drank till I was thirsty again. I went searching through thrift store jungles. Found Geronimo's rifle, Marilyn shampoo, and Benny Goodman's corset and band. But alright, I made this up. I promised you I'd never give up. If it makes you happy, it can't be that bad. If it makes you happy, then why the hell are you so sad? Down, real low down. You're the cynical train, dear, your own train. Who hasn't been there before? I come around, around the hard way. Bring your comics in bed, scrape the mold off the bread, and serve you French toast again. Alright, I still get stoned. I'm not the kind of girl you take home. If it makes you happy,
Sheryl Crow, thanks to Peter Stroud and Tim Smith also playing along today in this acoustic session. And Sheryl, thank you so much for your time. And
yeah, thank you, Dave. It's great to be here.
And Sheryl Crow, our guest here in the World Cafe.
Thanks again to Sheryl Crow. That new album, Wildflower, is available at our World Cafe CD store on your web browser at worldcafecds.com.